T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Just got reports of a French fry shortage. I'm scared to death of this. Yeah, forget about the whole impeachment hearings. There's a French fry shortage because so many potatoes were not able to be harvested because it was so wet. The frost came early. 18% of the potato crop in Canada still sitting in the fields unharvested. That means the cost of fries may go up, and I'm kind of bummed about that. With me to help me through this delicate time, thoughts and prayers, Paul.
I'm here to comfort you.
You are here for me. Nadine Babu from Gopher Hole, great to have you back.
Thank you so much, and I wish you wouldn't have started on such a negative note. I mean, I love French fries.
I do, too.
I wonder if, like, this is going to be the first holiday season where people actually lose weight because of this issue.
No, we'll find other junk food. We'll find something to replace it with. But I people aren't talking about this stuff. I'm scared to death of
you
this.
You talk about the tough topics, the things that other people are afraid of, well, that they shy away from. Not Paul Douglas.
No. Pretty hard hitting.
Yeah.
I think 60 Minutes had a big thing on this last. No. they should have. Well, you know, we talk about the problems that farmers. Last week we had a farmer who just said, the heck with it. I'm getting out of the business. I can't make ends meet. I can't feed my family, much less anybody else, between the weather and tariffs and low prices. Anyway, we're not here to talk farming. Yeah. We're here to talk gophers. Talk to us. Set the stage. What was it like on Saturday? It looked like a party on steroids.
The steroids part was right. And I think I actually need those to actually function for the rest of the week now. I think I've just, like, every limb in my body trying to jump up, like, millions of stairs to try to get aerial shots of game day. I mean, all the excitement, all the energy. It was unbelievable. So they opened the tailgate lots early. So instead of the 8:30 opening, they open at 6 a.m., which normally I'd be like, great if it's a 70-degree day and it's gorgeous. But otherwise, it's like, oh, my gosh, it was the worst possible weather. It was raining. It was snowing, as you know.
And sleeting. It was everything under the sun except for the sun.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. I feel like I actually need to post a video on my Twitter so your listeners can see. Because if you even look to get into the tailgate lot, there were just inches of, like, just slush there. And we had tents blowing over. For once in our lives, our tent did not get broken. So peace out and rest in peace to the tents that did not make it. But it was crazy setup. I actually went to game day right when I got there, but the guys went up and set up our tents, and they said normally setup's about half an hour. They said it was about two and a half hours.
Wow.
Just to get them down so they wouldn't fly away. Like, every angle, figuring out how the wind is going, how we can use our van to block, those kind of things. So I went over to game day. It was still dark when you see huge lines of people just with all their signs. They check the signs. They check people before they get in.
Oh, they do check the signs so that nothing inappropriate gets on the air?
Right.
Okay.
They said that the rules are nothing inappropriate, like, so no profanity.
Right.
They are not allowed to have any political signs and no promotion either. So if there is a .com or .org or a phone number or something, they are not allowed to promote their business either. So those are the rules, and you see so much creativity. I mean, there was one sign that I saw that was hilarious. It was actually PJ Fleck and Tanner Morgan, and their heads were the heads from Step Brothers were photoshopped into their heads. Like, so it was just like them just kind of like in their cheesy Christmas photo. I saw one that was Lovie Smith being the anti-Christ / Christ.
Right.
That was a good one. You little mini baby Fleck was out, little PJ Fleck. He didn't have a hat on anything. He was ready to go. You just saw a lot of energy. And I honestly heard from multiple sources that this was one of the most well-attended game days they've ever seen.
It looked impressive on television. I was out east with family, but of course I tuned in and cheered my guts out. What, do you think the weather was ultimately a factor in the play of the Gophers? Because, I mean, why would it help the Badgers over the Gophers. Do you think weather was a factor?
I just think because it was so messy and sloppy, it had to affect some play. Obviously, with us, we're very offense-based, too. So we had a hard time being able to pass the ball. So that was a big deal. But, I mean, the thing is, when you look at that, Wisconsin dealt with the same elements. So
right.
I don't want to say
right.
it was because of that or make excuses or anything. But I'm just telling you, even in the stands, there were just inches of, like, slush and sleet that we were just standing in.
But people were it seemed euphoric. I mean, Minnesota Gophers cheering their heads off, and then, you know, third, fourth quarter, obviously reality set in and kind of a jolt of sobering news as the score was not what we hoped it would be. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious to get your response. Coach Fleck said, "I apologize to our fans for not being able to get it done because it falls on my shoulders, 100% of it. Nobody else, not staff, not players, me. I did not get it done for our fans and will make sure that happens." What was your reaction to that?
Immediately when I saw that, I was like, that's my coach. Like, if you don't believe in this program now, you never will, because this guy is doing the right things. When I always hate it when coaches throw players under buses, because these are college kids that play for free,
yeah,
that
kids.
Play their hearts out.
Yeah.
And, yes, they make stupid mistakes, but we all do. But it's usually on preparation. It's on a coach. It's on something. And if people want to watch this video, it is on our Gopher Hole Twitter. It was blowing up. It already has, I think, about 1 million views. And you see this, and he talks about it. He talks about taking all the responsibility. He also talks about, you guys, don't change your mindset. Don't say, we're not going back to being a losing team, so don't even think that. Don't say, oh, you know, they pulled another Gopher. You know, don't do that. He's like, we are not feeling that in the program, and our players aren't feeling that, and we don't want our fans to feel that, and we want to take you to the next level. And took 100% of the responsibility. And the funniest thing is there's still that small percentage of people that don't like PJ, and they say, well, he made it all about himself. It's like, he took all the blame. Like,
right.
I mean, that's, if you want to do that, that's great. Like, if we're working together, you take the blame, make it about yourself, you know?
What's your Twitter handle again, Nadine?
It's Nadine Babu, NadineBabu, and Gopher Hole is just Gopher Hole.
And I love how you deal with the snark, the inevitable snark. Look, you were rooting for the Gophers when it wasn't cool to root for the Gophers.
So the last 20 years?
Yeah. And now the drought has ended, and they've had their moment in the sun, and boy, things are firing on all cylinders, and the outlook is promising for next year. What would you say to the perpetual, perennial haters out there?
Well, here's the thing. I would actually challenge them to go to a game. I would challenge them to, you know, come somewhere where they see PJ speak, to do something like that. Because I actually had a number of friends, the Penn State game that you came to, mm-hmm. and then this last Wisconsin one.
One of the best tailgate experiences of my life. You do know how to throw a tailgate.
Thank you. That was a huge compliment coming from a Penn Stater, too. You said that we were on par with, like, your fancy East Coast people.
I majored in tailgating. And if you've seen my weather forecast, yeah, but no, I was really impressed. And I was impressed with the fans. We felt welcome, you know, and I wasn't sure. And we wore our Penn State swag, and I wasn't sure what to expect. But it was a great experience. Then again, it's not the rivalry that is Wisconsin and the Axe, right? That's a whole different level.
It's a different level. And that's the thing. I had people come, and this was the first Gopher game they'd ever gone to. And they said, you know, oh, my gosh, this was so much fun. We'd go back. And these are some Gopher fans, some Badger fans. So it wasn't about the game. If you have a great experience, you're going to keep coming back.
Oh, no question about that. Well, Nadine, stick around. You're going to help me out through 4:30. Thank you.
Yes.
And I want to talk a little bit at 4:10 with you about the future. Is PJ Fleck, is he going to stick around? And just your thoughts about where things go from here. So thank you, Nadine, for making me laugh and making us think.
Thank you.
And making us cheer.
I love leaving them on a cliffhanger. They've got to hang on until they hear the PJ news.
But wait, there's more. Yes, and of course, by the boss, we're talking Nadine Babu and that other Springsteen guy. Nadine, we're going to play Two Truths and a Lie. This is the PJ Fleck edition. DJ Dave Josephson gathered some of this data. So you tell me which of the following is not true. Two of them are true, one is a lie.
I'm excited.
Or a fib. Lie sounds so harsh.
Yeah. It's an untruth, a mistruth.
All right. In high school, P.J. Fleck lettered in varsity football, track, basketball, and volleyball. In college, all right, P.J. Fleck is a 2004 graduate of Northern Illinois University with a bachelor's degree in elementary education. That is number two.
That's true. We're going to eliminate that one.
That is true.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Boy, you're confident. I like that. Bold.
He's a teacher of young men as well.
That's true. Yes, he is. In the pros, P.J. Fleck played as a wide receiver in the NFL with the 49ers in 2004 and 2005. However, he appeared in just one game and caught just one pass. So we've got the pro in the NFL, college, which you said is true, and then we've got his high school career. Which of those is not true?
Well, he did play in the NFL, so I believe that's true. And the first one, I think that it's not true about high school because I've never heard about him playing volleyball.
Boy, you are good.
Is that the yes one?
I thought I would catch you because he was such a jock. I thought you thought, all right, volleyball too.
Everybody plays in high school.
Whatever.
It was the volleyball part?
No, you are correct.
Okay.
He did not letter in volleyball, but he lettered in football, track, and basketball at a varsity level. So, and this was the third appearance for ESPN Game Day. I guess when he was at Western Michigan,
yep,
they showed up there. And then Northern Illinois University, they showed up there. And now Saturday.
Yep.
Nadine Babu, want to get your thoughts about the Gophers, what comes next. Give us some good news to be optimistic and hopeful as we go into the new year. More with Hurricane Nadine when we come back next. Paul and DJ with you. Hope your Monday is going well. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Jordana is off, her oldest daughter heading off to Israel tomorrow. So Jor is running around with Marla getting ready for that trip. Jordana will be back tomorrow. My co-pilot will be back. In the meantime, keeping an eye on me, a watchful eye, is Nadine Babu. And you just told me you are not the founder of Gopher Hole. You just broke my heart. I thought that was you.
I know. And I don't want to take credit for something that's mine. I am a co-owner. And it's been over 10 years.
Wow.
But Jason Groth actually started it in 1996. So he was way above the message board, everything curve. I'm sure he was doing dial-up to make this website.
Yeah. Remember that? The dial-up tone?
Yes.
You've done amazing things with the Gopher Hole website, and I know anybody who is or pretends to be a Gophers fan loves that site. And I know also when it comes to social media, you also help other businesses with their social media campaigns. Give me the elevator pitch.
Yes.
Why every business now is a tech business and needs to have a social media strategy. Why is that?
Because nobody actually is present anymore. I'd say except for present company excluded. Everyone is on their phone, the entire time, and they are scrolling through social media. So they're actively ignoring everyone who is with them, and they're looking at social media. So that's exactly how you catch them.
Oy.
Is that elevator enough?
That was pretty good. It's depressing, though.
Honestly, it is one of my biggest pet peeves because I make my living off this. I do social media for a living. Gopher Hole is obviously driven by social media. But I always think if you give your time in person and we go to dinner, which I hope we get to do a lot, Paul, you know, that you give me your undivided attention, you know, and take a picture of the food or whatever. But honestly, other than that, I cannot justify giving my time to someone that's just going to sit there and scroll because I know I'm not boring. So I know it's not.
No, you are the opposite of boring.
I mean, you can call me obnoxious, annoying, whatever, but never boring. So I know that you don't need to look at something else for entertainment.
You're full of energy. And I like the fact that you say what you think. I mean, so many people pull their punches. And I've seen it on social media. You call out bad behavior and you call out the snark and the some of the Fairweather Gophers fans, you know, who for whatever reason can't find anything good to say about what was an amazing season. And it was. How should How should we feel about this season?
I think we should feel really excited and very proud. If you would have told any Gopher fan in August that we would have been 10-2, everyone would have been like, oh, right. My gosh, that's phenomenal. This is so exciting. We had a chance at the Rose Bowl. We had a chance at Big Ten Championship game, the Big Ten West, everything. I think PJ has actually made our standards rise so much that that's the biggest issue, because he's made us believe. And now it's like, oh, now that we're not going to the Rose Bowl, like, it's a failure. Absolutely not. I mean, every single one of those kids that has played so hard. Then look at the seniors, too, that have been through losing their coach, Jerry Kill, to illness, you know, right. And then having Tracy Clay, someone who they were very attached to, and that entire coaching staff. And I actually did want to say something about that staff, because I don't think they get a lot of credit. But you look at this, look at our seniors that they recruited and developed, and the guys who stayed and they stuck through everything. I mean, those guys, this was not cleaning up Tim Brewster's mess. This was getting a Jerry Kill and Tracy Clay's and Jay Sovell, like, and Mike Sherrill's, like, built program, and just continuing on and changing some things and bettering some things and doing that. But they definitely laid that foundation. And we were in this position, you know, 4 or 5 years ago to go to the Big Ten West and the championship game.
So obviously recruiting has been taken to the next level. The game day coaching. I mean, the Gophers have had great talent for a number of years, but it seems like this year everything gelled. The planets aligned. Everything converged.
Great schedule.
What whispers do you hear about bowl games? If you had to bet right now, where are we going?
I it's hard for me to say, because of course you are looking at like the still one in a million chance where they say, okay, say Wisconsin gets absolutely blown out to Ohio State.
Right.
And then they decide to pass on. And then, you know, we're in the same boat with the same amount of losses, you know, as Wisconsin. And Iowa's got three losses and things like that. And you see the excitement around Minnesota and PJ Story, and you see game day coming here, and you see all these different things. So I'd still say there's like a 1% chance. But other than that, I mean, a New Year's Day bowl game is fantastic. That's nothing to turn your nose up to. I remember when we went to the Citrus Bowl 5 years ago, I had never been to a New Year's Day bowl game in my lifetime. The Gophers had never gone. So doing that again is a huge success.
You know, I went to Penn State, and all we had was Penn State football. I mean, State College is a little town of 30,000 people, and it doubles when you have all the students there. I think it's so much harder for a university that's in a major metropolitan area, because, you know, ultimately the Gophers competing with everything else, the Wolves and the Vikes, and so going back to social media and what you said, it's sort of the attention economy. What are you paying attention to? And the fact that the Gophers broke through, not just at a local level, but nationally, people talking about the Gophers, I haven't seen that.
Ever. Unless it's for like a scandal. For a scandal or a coach getting fired or something bad, but never for something good.
So what has to happen for the Gophers to get to the next level? I mean, to get to the playoffs and win a championship.
Honestly, I think you continue on what PJ's already doing, because you look at it, he was able to go into homes when he only won a couple games and get great recruits. He needs to continue doing that, obviously, which I have no doubt in my mind. I mean, you see him, he's very dynamic. And you know what? For the few adults that he's not for them, kids love him. They love his energy. They love his optimism. They love that he can probably beat half the guys. I'd actually say probably 90% of the guys in like a 40-yard sprint, you know? They love all those things. So I think it's that recruiting and development. And obviously, I think the part where it's off the field and the serving and giving is really important, because you're talking about people that are doing something bigger than themselves. And I think that that also comes that team attitude. Something we haven't talked about was Chris Orr from Wisconsin. He actually said when they took the axe and they started, they actually, I don't know if you saw it. They started
the disrespecting the axe thing?
Yes.
That's where that came from?
Yes, because they did the row the boat with the axe. And then he was asked about it. And he had said it was because Minnesota disrespected the axe, because they brought it out to fans. They let people touch it. They let people see it. And I looked at that and I just cringed, because I remember going to the celebration after we won the axe last year. And the first thing PJ said was, Minnesota, your axe is home. Minnesota, your state, this is the state's axe, and I want somebody with that mentality.
And it's there to share with everyone.
Yes.
Fans and people that aren't fans.
Yes.
The future of PJ Fleck. Mm-hmm. Coach Fleck, I want to get your thoughts, your predictions when we come back with Nadine Babu next. Chris Tomlin, Joy to the World. Nice choice, DJ. I like the tune selection. Get in the spirit, the holiday spirit.
Thanks. Jordana was mad about some of the Christmas cuts I put together. We'll have to have that out on the radio tomorrow, I think.
Oh, boy. Really? Oh, boy. Well, that passes the smell test with me. Nadine Babu is here. Gopher Hole, Nadine, thank you. This hour has gone by way too fast. DJ and I have a theory, and it's probably a conspiracy theory, but in our minds, we've convinced ourselves that, okay, because the Gophers lost to the Badgers, maybe Coach Fleck won't get the offer from USC or Florida State or any other school. Maybe he'll have more time, more runway to stay right here, grow the program, and get to the playoffs. And I have yet to meet anybody who doesn't want to make more money when you can make more money, right? But he really has pledged himself to these players and to this state. What do you think is going to happen with Coach Fleck?
Well, I think going back to even the money comment, I think that's regular people like myself. And I mean, you're a super celebrity, so maybe not even you. But I think that when you're looking at, okay, here is $4 million versus 4.5 or 6 or whatever it is.
It becomes monopoly money?
I kind of think that because I think, especially someone like him, I think he wants to build something and he believes in something. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying he couldn't leave. I'm not saying that at all. But what I think that was a huge move that Mark Coyle did was to give him the extension before the Penn State game.
Right.
Because that's showing we believe in you if you win or lose this game. And you know from any employer, being valued, given everything you want, all the resources you want, and being happy is more important than a little extra money. And a little, I mean, millions for him. But he's a college football coach. How much can you even use? You work 18 hours a day, you know?
Right.
He's not going to the club.
Well, and nothing succeeds like success. Mm-hmm. And the fact that this year now, I mean, it should be even easier from a recruiting standpoint mm-hmm. to get some of these standouts, some of these star high school seniors to consider the Gophers instead of Notre Dame or Nebraska or Florida State.
Yep. That's the thing, because you come into Minnesota now, you got this great city, you have all the opportunities, career opportunities that they may not think they need, but they probably will down the road. Then you have an energetic young coach, and you're getting on national TV a lot. You're getting game day. Yeah. PJ Fleck had his documentary show that he had on for a while, the 4 episodes on ESPN. You're just getting a lot of exposure. You're in the Big Ten. I mean, I think that PJ's finally the first person that's like, why not us, you know, because there's no reason Madison and Iowa City are better than Minneapolis. And now that you have the resources, you have the city, and you have a top 15 team, there's nothing that we really don't have right now.
I see all the hate that Coach Franklin gets at Penn State.
Yes.
And again, they're 10-2, really? we lost to the Gophers. We lost to Ohio State. And I'm sure that Coach Fleck, in spite of all the successes and the turnaround season, continues to hear the negatives from a small minority of people. What would you say to the perpetual skeptics?
Honestly, what I've been trying to say all season is enjoy this. Stop nitpicking. Stop. There was somebody that tweeted me yesterday that said, oh, I told my son after the first quarter that we were going to lose this game against Wisconsin. Good for you. I'm so proud of you. Like, isn't that great to be able to share that?
Does that make you feel good?
Yeah. I told you so. You know, I mean, wouldn't you rather say I told you so after a win or like actually supporting a team or getting on board? Because anyone can be a naysayer. That's super easy. Be part of the solution instead of part of the problem and enjoy this journey. you know, don't let two games this entire season say, well, I'm not going to get Gopher tickets or I'm not going to support this team. We'll see when they go to the Rose Bowl. Because guess what? Like, that Penn State game was so much fun because we waited so many years. And it made it that much more special. The people that it was their first game, it was great and everything. For the rest of us diehards, it was one of the best days of our life. Like, people that were married, have kids, everything, said that day was better.
Yeah, that went, you know, and I even had a good day.
Yes.
Even though Penn State lost, and I'm glad that they lost to the Gophers, yeah. Because I do root for the Gophers, and I'm a fan of P.J. Fleck, and I hope it continues and builds. And it was interesting when you were just talking about your philosophy. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good metaphor for life, because all of us go through life, and maybe 20 things are going pretty well, but these three things down here are nagging at us, It's human nature, I think, for us to dwell on what's not going right as opposed to taking an honest assessment of what is going right.
It's just a mindset for life. And I there are so many things that we're not good at, and there's so many things that aren't going to go right, but why dwell on those? Like, enjoy everything else that's great. Like, we're all very lucky people, and we're very blessed. And especially going to the holidays and everything, enjoy it. Have fun.
You live in the United States. You were born in the United States. You immigrated to the United States. You just won the lotto.
Right.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Stop your bitching.
Yes, exactly.
Nadine Babu, thank you for making us smile and for reminding us that, yeah, it was a Cinderella season for the Gophers, and they're not done yet. And ready for what comes next.
Yes.
Thank you. Wish you the best. Tell us again your Twitter handle and where people can reach you.
Yep. Twitter handle is Nadine Babu. My website is Babu Social Networks. That's where I actually do my social media.
Right.
And GopherHole.com and GopherHole Twitter handle. So follow us everywhere. We love to update about the Gophers, and actually have a basketball game tonight, which has not been talked about a lot, but I'll be reporting from there tonight.
Oh, that's right. There are other sports. Yeah, that's right.
It's the Big Ten Challenge, Big Ten ACC Challenge. So it's Clemson tonight.
Do you ever sleep?
I do. Actually, that's the one thing I do need. I need sleep. Otherwise, I get sick and I get like a pneumonia. I was on the borderline before the Penn State game.
You are always posting. Anyway, I appreciate your exuberance. You are a super fan. And thank you for representing the Minnesota Gophers so well.
Thank you for being the classiest act ever. Everybody just loves you. And you should hear the things that people say behind your back.
Oh, God.
Not your wife,
You've
but everybody.
Talking to my wife.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nadine. When we come back, we'll go way beyond the headlines with DJ next.